Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had sick people, sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel story seems like just an innocent incident of Jesus healing, but it's anything but. If we peer below the surface, we see the whole gospel in a nutshell, with a dramatic and decisive difference for Christianity and also for the whole cosmos. Of course, who can forget Archbishop Fulton Sheen's insight into this innocent incident? He joked that the real reason that Peter denied Jesus three times was because our Lord healed Peter's mother-in-law. Only priests who don't have mothers-in-law can joke about them. Do not try this at home. I would like to look for a moment at Luke chapter 4, verse 39, where we read, after the healing, she got up immediately and waited on them. She got up immediately and waited on them. In other words, the healing had a hidden purpose, not only to restore this woman to full health, but to reinvigorate the healed person into a life of service. She waited on them. Healing, therefore, is for the purpose of service. We are not healed just so we can go back to life as normal, living for ourselves. We are healed so we can be more like Jesus and spend our life in service, or even give our life in sacrifice. Do you know of any people who have prayed for healing and then, once healed, live with an entirely new orientation and objective in life? That healing changed them. Our church pews are filled with many such people. But what's the consequence for the entire cosmos from such healings? Well, medieval theologians taught that the whole of creation was organized into a great chain of being, a hierarchy of being, with God at the top and then going all the way down to nothingness at the bottom. They explained that this chain had essentially seven levels or links: God, angels, man, animals, plants, minerals, and then nothingness. And you know, in some cultures, this hierarchy of being is carried over into society, ranking people within society. For example, in India, where I come from, an older brother, like my brother Paul, ranks above me. But priests rank higher than all siblings. So when I was ordained, I leapfrogged over my brother in society. See how fun it is knowing about the hierarchy of being? You get back at your brother. But the coming of Christ effected a dramatic reversal in this hierarchy of being, basically turning it on its head. How so? Well, now, following the example of our Lord, the higher serves the lower. The stronger serves the weaker. The rich serve the poor. The smarter take care of the slow in mind. And the healed, like Peter's mother-in-law, wait on the needy and the hungry. This upending of the chain of being can be summed up in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where Jesus declares, "For the Son of Man," meaning Jesus, "did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Put more pointedly, Jesus, who is God himself, became a slave to those who should have been his slaves, meaning me and you. That is why, immediately after being healed, Simon's mother-in-law waited on them as a servant. She experienced not only physical healing, but also the larger healing Jesus was performing on the whole of creation, so that those who are the rightful rulers should become saintly servants, like Jesus himself. What does this mean for us on a practical level? Well, for one thing, be careful what you pray for. You might get more than you bargained for. Peter's mother-in-law only wanted to be free from her fever, but she ended up learning the law of love and becoming more like Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. Likewise, we may just be praying for healing from cancer. We may only want to pray to find a good job. We may only be praying for our children to grow up and be successful and happy. But Jesus answers those prayers and not only gives us healing, what we ask for, but also what we failed to ask for. The deeper healing of our hearts and the reversal of the hierarchy of being. Could this also explain why Jesus says no to some of our prayers? He knows that once we are healed physically, we might ignore the spiritual healing and go back to life like before. That is, we return to living for ourselves rather than living for others. Indeed, even giving our lives for others. In Luke chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus gives another summary statement of the whole gospel, saying, "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Keep that warning in mind next time you pray for something. When Jesus answers your prayers, it is anything but an innocent incident. Praised be Jesus Christ.